Okay, we are Thursday night, May 11th. It's the 31st day of the Omer. Preparing for Lag BaOmer, we have a very interesting Mishnah. And the Mishnah discusses the halachos of gathering wood on from a field on Yontif for your food and for your cooking purposes. Fortunately, the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about gathering wood on Yontif for the purpose of a Lag BaOmer bonfire. But, at least we're in somewhat of the same parsha. Mishnah tells us, Mevin eitzim min hasadeh, min hamuchnas, u'min hakarpa. Oh, sorry, let's start right there. That a person could bring in wood that was chopped before Yontif, if it had already been gathered up in the field, as opposed to just lying around, scattered about. U'min hakarpa, in an enclosed area, afilu min hamafuzar, even if it had been spread out. So in this spread out area, it's okay. But in this enclosed area, it's okay, even if it's spread out. But in the field, it has to be kind of like, bundled. Already bundled up and such. So the Gemara jumps in, and Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein Mevin Eitzim Elamin and Muchnasin Shebekarfuf. Shmuel comes in and says, unlike our Mishnah says that if it's in a karpuf, it could even be mefuzer within the karpuf. Comes Shmuel and says that, no, in the Karpuf, it has to be mechunas. It has to be totally gathered together. So the Gemara says, wait, va'anantanam min ha-karpuf va'afilu min ha-mufuzarin. Mishnah says, though, so the Mishnah teaches that in the Karpuf, even if it's mufuzars, our Mishnah is much more makil, but even more problematic. Forget about that, the Mishnah is makil and Shmuel is machmir. It sounds like Shmuel is being cholik on our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, that's not an issue. Masnis in yichidoihi. It happens to be, in fact, our Mishnah is a das yachin. That happens to be is a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai about wood. But there's clearly two areas where they don't disagree. They don't agree if it's mefuzar basada, it's scattered in the field, that they don't bring. And if it's in the karpov and it's already all piled up that you can bring. Alma nechloku, what are they disagreeing on? They're disagreeing. They're disagreeing about if it's in the karpuf and spread out, or if it's in the sodeh and it's mechunas, which is bedavka our mishnah. Shebe shamai so omrim lo yavi, or beis hillel omrim yavi. Beis shamai say you can't bring, and beis hillel says you can bring. So our mishnah is according to the way Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar understood beis hillel, but as Rabbi Shmuel learns it, that's not the way we paskin. We happen to paskin not like that. We paskin that even in a karpuf, it's going to be usur, even if it's min hamuchnas. Parenthetically, I'm not going to give an answer, just raising a question. And the question is, why would Rebbe, in the first place, bring down a Mishnah?
That's a das yachid,
right? And this is not the question, this is not a Beitza question. It's a global question. I didn't see an answer. I'll be honest, I didn't look as hard around for it, but this happens to be a global question. And I'm sure this is not the only case in Chas where we have such a situation where Mishnah is a Das Yachid. We know that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, when he wrote his Mishnayos, he did it in a very concise form to try to maintain the integrity of Torah Shebaal Peh as much as he possibly could. As he only wrote down the Mishnayos, Mishum Heter of Eis Latzos Lashem Heferus Orasecha. So the question is, why would he bring a Mishnah that's a Das Yachid?
Maybe that could be. We don't even know what the Das Yachid is.
Right. So it's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's Beis Hillel. Right. So it's, So that's the question, but that's not going to be the issue we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss what is the issur in the first place, and how does, let's go with the maskana of the Gemara, Muchnas and Shebekarpov take away the issur. So we're going to start with the Ran, and then we're going to move into Rashi. So the Ran tells us the following. What is the issue over here? So the Ran quotes, V'acher im pershu, detaima mishum gibuv v'have kima amer. It's like, like Omer, right? Omer piling. It's like the malacha of Me'amer. Okay, so let's see what we now. Now the Ran is going to analyze the Mishnah. So if that's the case, Afilu Mumidina, Afilu Mufuzer Besada Shari. So wait a second. The Ran says, wait a second. If the issue is Me'amer, then even if it's spread out in the field, it should be Mutter. So let's stop a second. That doesn't seem to make sense.
Right.
I'm telling you that it's also the whole issue comes about because it's Me'amer. Iron means piling up and gather stuff that's spread around and making a pile. So now the Ran's saying, wait a second. Even if it was scattered on the field, it should be mutter. Wait a second. That's ma'amer.
Right.
So the Ran says, no. The gibu beyontof mutter. Why? De letzorach achila chashiv kibikua eitzim okeavara atzma. Right. In other words, it sounds like it is considered to be part of Ochel Nefesh. So now, once we're dealing with Ochel Nefesh, then we ask another question, meaning if the Ran's going to hold and the Ran holds that the whole Isser is, potential Isser is because of Ma'amer, so that Ma'amer is of an Ochel Nefesh Malacha, if it's an Ochel Nefesh Malacha, it should never be Isser in the first place. Right. All the situations. So now what the Ran does is he's going to explain the mission. Ela de Besada Asiri, why? Mishum de Mechse Kemegabev de Loli Yome. Because it looks like, and you know, there's a gzera that we're going to make over here that you might be going in.
It's the old Marsayan.
Yeah, it's Marsayan. And it looks like, you know, you're gathering in the field. So, you know, why are you going out in the field and picking up assorted twigs? So it looks like, you know, you're doing it for not Letzorach Yantiv. Now, Umiyu de Gemara Maskina de Lo Shari Elam in Amuchna Shebekarpif. So wait a second.
Usually the Gemara says, you know, it would look like Marsayan. You know, we're afraid. We make a gather. The Gemara didn't say anything like that, so it's interesting that the Ran is saying.
Right, I hear.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Ran's got a stronger question. You know, so then why, you know, according to the Maskana, the way Shmuel learned it, if it's in a Karpov, which is an enclosed area, right, and the Eitzim are all spread about, it's going to be Usser, so why should that be? Meaning, I can understand that you're going to be saying that, you know, in the Sada, okay, it's near like a, you know, Megabe for a couple of days, but in the Muchna, right? But in the Karpov, it's Mufuzer. So the Ran says, Mishum de Sfirulei, doesn't make a difference. As long as you're gathering wood, in general, gathering sticks from place to place, that looks like you're going to be doing it for a number of times. So if it's got both qualities that it's actually put together, so then you're not going to have that issue. Okay, so that's the sheet of the Ran, that the potential Isser is Ma'amir. In our case, it's not going to be Ma'amir because of Ochel Nefesh.
Right.
But there goes there in certain cases because it was Mechzeh, it's Mechzeh like you're doing it Liyom Acher. Because again, if you're going to think about it in terms of the Heter Ochel Nefesh, the Heter Ochel Nefesh only applies in Bo Bayom. It doesn't apply to afterwards. I can't do a Malach on Yontif to allow for after Yontif. So that's why we're dealing with over here issue as the way the Ran explains it. Comes Rashi, and Rashi says something interesting. Rashi says, which was something that the Achronim pick up on, Rashi says in the first Rashi, actually the second Rashi, it says, Min amuchnas im kinsu me'erev yantiv, de gaili daite de alayhu samech, and that already gives us a clue. You have in mind that you're keeping the, that you had in mind for these, that you're going to be using them, and ve'eno mukta. And they're not mukta.
So Rashi's point is mukta.
Right, avalim ufuzarin muktzin. Right, and the Achronim bring up a question because what over here we're dealing with Shmuel, and Shmuel himself doesn't hold a mukta. Bunch of nyantif, you know. So, question is, why couldn't Rashi just go ahead with the ma'amir route? So, interestingly enough, Tosfos comes and asks the question. Tosfos says, Tema, havi ma'amir, havi malacha.
Right.
So Tosfos brings down something which is actually brought down from the Sechah Shabbos, and Tosfos says to Lo Shayach Imor El B'Makom Shegedelim Sham, that Tosfos is following the opinion in Shabbos that Me'amer only applies in the area where it grows, meaning that when we're dealing with like this wood is not necessarily coming from that tree, that particular area.
That's my point.
You know, it's scattered around, the scattered twigs, so that wouldn't be there. Now, where does that come from? So,
are we saying that the tree falls down in Brooklyn, tree falls down on Passaic Avenue, right? The twigs aren't going to go all the way down to Main Avenue.
That's true, but I guess in the field there's more wind or it gets kicked around. Right, so the issue, you know, the issue where it comes from in Shabbos, it speaks about a case of, you know, gathering or piling up salt. And they bring down in the name of Rava, and I'll just bring you the quotes, I'm a Rava Haiman, the kind of Milsa. So milcha mimelichta, a person who goes ahead and piles up salt from a salt pit, chayav mishum amir. And the issue what we're talking about over here is that Rav is only speaking about the place where that's where the salt, you know, comes from.
Right.
But if it's from a different area,
they're not defining what does a different area mean. Does a different area mean dalad amos? Does a different area mean total different ownership of a field? So we have you know, this concept with Sirkin Erevin, right? It has to be, you know,
right,
minimum and maximum here.
And but that, I guess we're talking about, you know, twigs and stuff like that. We don't assume necessarily that the twigs that are in the field are necessarily growing from the trees around, you know, branches that can just scatter around. So it would probably be, it sounds like it's the area from where it actually grows, like right by that tree, or these fruits and stuff like that. Here, we're talking about an acarpa. Clearly, this stuff is not grown in acarpa. Acarpa is like fenced in area.
So maybe we're dealing with the old case of a bird taking a twig from one place and putting it and dropping out to another one.
It was funny, you know, we were talking, we were at the Tormasura conference last week, the Tormasura convention, and Reuven Feinstein was having like a little unofficial vod on there on Shabbos morning. And they were talking about, it's great, it's 2 hours of just anything.
Yeah, after us,
And, you know, they were talking about, you know, incorporating Torah and stuff like that, and he was, you know, he was saying Bederek Leitzonis and stuff like that, but not as much. You know, talk about baseball and be like, you know, play baseball on Shabbos. And like, oh, maybe it's only playing in a Karpov anyway because the baseball field, the diamond is called a Karpov, right? It's a large surrounded. So you're not having twigs in that, you know, in the middle of Shea Stadium or for those who don't know anymore, is a city field. Shea Stadium is all of a Shalom. But so that's the issue that. And with the issue being Mutta, it's right. He hold and we give a reason why it can't be Ma'amer. But let's say. Why couldn't Rashi say it's Ma'amar? Anyway, right? Why do we have to come to Mukta? What would be the problem Ma'amar anyway? So it's interesting to point out that if you remember in the beginning of the parak, the third parak, it's brought down that when it says Ein Sadin, the Mishnah, the Ein Sadin, Rashi says that the heter of Ochel Nefesh only applies to Malachos that could be done on that day only.
Right.
But if it was a molacha that could have been done,
it should have been done
from Erev Yontif, right. There is no heter Ochel Nefesh. Okay, so now...
We're saying that he could have gathered it Erev.
Right. So in other words, so why do we have to come up and say that, oh, we're holding over here, that this is not really considered Ma'amer, we're taking one side in the Shita. What would have been wrong? What would have been the wrong thing? What would have been the problem of saying Ma'amer? Right? Because clearly the Ran has no problem saying that's right. Ma'amer. So the reason why Rashi had to come and get off Ma'amer... is because Rashi has no heter ochel nefesh for ma'amer.
Rashi has no
heter ochel nefesh for ma'amer because ma'amer was something that could have been done before. Only the malachos that couldn't have been done before, there's where your heter ochel nefesh is. So where Rashi doesn't have that heter, he has to come up with something else, and that's where they get into muktzah, which is, you know, gets into the whole muktzah shayla. Masha'inkin the Ran, who doesn't have that problem.
Right, he's allowed to say.
So he's allowed to go ahead and stick with ma'amer and learn the Gemara. In terms of the Mahalath that he did.